Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. We made it through another week, and I'm delighted to have the next guest. Fascinating mission around reinventing telecom services and networks with Oxio. Adil, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Evan?
I'm doing great. Really intrigued by you and your services and vision. So lots of questions. Maybe before that, jump right in as CTO, maybe introduce yourself, your personal perspective, and the big idea behind Oxio.
Excellent. So thanks for having me, by the way. This is exciting times for us, at least in the telecom space, like, you know, with 5G and AI and all the other advances that are actually taking place. But more importantly, like, you know, from us, by the way, Adil Balyomji, CTO of Oxio, been with the company for now about 7 months and really enjoying where we are and our trajectory in terms of, like, you know, what we plan on delivering for, you know, this year into next year. But back to telecom, I think it's an exciting place to be in because, you know, there are more and more things that you're actually seeing from 5G and from all the other, you know, innovations that are coming into play. But more importantly, from our standpoint, it's all about, like, you know, trying to get the right connected services available for MVNOs that are in the market that you're seeing, like, an explosive growth happening across the globe, not only just in the United States, but all on the outside also. Beautiful times ahead for us.
Indeed. And maybe give us a snapshot of your vision of changing the game for the traditional way mobile networks are created and services are delivered to enterprises, end users of all sizes.
Right. So, look, I think, you know, when you look at traditional networks as such, so you've got you've got a blueprint for an MNO, you've got a blueprint for an MVNO, and then you've got the SIs or the systems integrators or the MVNEs that come into play that connect the MVNO to a MNO. And, you know, more and more, you know, we're seeing in the marketplace where there are, you know, retailers and fintech and, you know, other industries that actually do want to get into the telco space, but just don't know how to get in there. And what they're given is this blueprint book, like, you know, you're either an MVNO or an MNE or you're a systems integrator, and that's how you actually connect. And, you know, we've seen this actually happen in other industries where the game's actually changed, like, you know, whether you take Uber or you take AWS, where they've, you know, provided portals where you could effectively, you know, in Uber's case, you get a ride share, it's right on your app. In AWS, you get, you know, a portal where you can sign up and you get compute power and it's available to you like in seconds. There isn't anything like that's there for telco. It doesn't exist. And, you know, in predominantly it's because of the, you know, the legacy connectivity and the legacy nature of the industry itself. So what we are doing is we are propelling that into the future where we are trying to bring in, you know, concepts that basically allow, you know, retailers or any of these industries that are out there that would like to be a telco or would like to participate and would like to provide that experience in their own space with telco connectivity. And I think if we are able to actually bring that to bear where they can log into a portal and get those services, whether it's voice, text, and data made available through a screen and hook into the right MNO with the right, you know, commercials at that point in time, they are all set. They don't need to actually go through an SI and go through this long, arduous process of 9 months of trying to get them integrated. So I think we believe that we have a great platform. We believe we've, you know, made it flexible. We made it secure. We made it, you know, very much customer obsessed, if you will, to try to get to a point where, you know, they have the right connectivity in place. So that really changes the game and where new entrants make it easy for them, make it flexible for them, provide a out-of-the-box solution for them to actually integrate with the MNOs. And we think that that's the path of the future for, you know, the new age, if you will, of telcos in, you know, coming into the industry.
Well, it certainly is exciting. And you talk about launching services in under 3 months, which is, as we know in this industry, unheard of. So what's the secret in moving so quickly versus the usual year and a half, 2 years plus in getting a service up and running in telco land?
Right. So you know, think of us as basically a, you know, we tend to believe like we are in the space of an MVNX, if you will, where, you know, we have, we obviously have the platform that is hooked into, you know, various MNOs, whether it's in the United States or Mexico and a LATAM region. And what we do is we provide turnkey solutions where MVNOs can actually sign up and create their plans, create their offering, and provide the best customer experience, because we actually come in with a core. We are not just a systems integrator. So we have the entire core that actually hooks into an MNO's core that allows you to get voice, text, and data available through the interfaces that are there from the core directly. And that provides then the flexibility that you can provide to the MVNO's customers, because it then gives them this turnkey solution where you can provide the platform, the, you know, the intelligence or the business layer intelligence through an API set of economy. So you're not really going deep into, you know, connecting, you know, whether it's the OSS layer or the BSS layer or the provisioning, like, you know, those are like legacy thinkings and they're like legacy mindsets of where, you know, well, I need to have a billing platform to actually do this. No, you don't really. You just have the Oxio platform and it actually gives you a turnkey solution of all the things that you need. Because what you're really caring about is just the experience that you're going to provide rather than, you know, worrying about all the things that are there on the telco side. That's what we actually manage for them. So it's like a managed services platform that you drop in there and it, you know, becomes very apparent for them that they are just then focusing on the customer experience, which is their bread and butter, you know, tied to whatever services that they're actually offering. So telco becomes one of the additional services that they offer, but it's their full customer experience. They own that and they can actually live by and die by that experience that they're going to provide to the customer rather than worrying about like, is my connectivity up? Is my OSS up? Is my PSS up? Is my provisioning having a problem? Like all that we manage and we make it available through an API to them.
Wow, it's pretty compelling. And talk about your approach to multi-carrier networks versus a traditional single carrier kind of setup. It sounds intriguing, but how do you manage all that complexity with multiple carriers?
Yeah, look, and I think, you know, as we get deep into this, right, like the when you start thinking about like the connectivity that you have with the MNOs over the carriers, you know, we would create separate profiles that would allow us to actually, you know, be on, you know, carrier A versus carrier B. And depending upon cost, depending upon connectivity, depending on coverage, we would then dynamically actually be able to move the customer into the right carrier at the right point in time. Now, there might be certain MVNOs that might say that we've got affinity and that's the only carrier that we want to be with. And, you know, so be it if they actually have that affinity. But we have the capability to multi, you know, profile the SIM in a way that you could actually jump through different carriers within country as well as globally. So now think about, you know, an international traveler, think about, you know, an MVNO that wants to have cross-border plans, think about, you know, customers that basically want to pay for services for family members that are sitting in other countries. Like there's just so many other types of offerings that could potentially be created that reside on top of the legacy, you know, MNO type of connectivity, because we would be hooking into, you know, carriers that are not only within country, but also externally to that country. So you could effectively have, you know, plans that are created across countries. You could effectively have a SIM that is the single SIM and you're not, you know, getting surprised on your billing. You're not getting surprised on connectivity. You're not, you know, it's all predetermined. And that's generally what customers want, right? They want to know what to expect for, and they want to know what to, you know, have when they're actually traveling. Nobody wants that uncertainty. Nobody wants that, you know, that dwelling of, you know, a shock or a bill shock that you get, you know, after your travels are complete. So we believe that we basically have that secret sauce where we can actually enable the multi-carrier option and have the components available for customers to actually roam across multiple carriers. And, you know, you could trigger it based on AI, you could trigger it based on the settings that you'd actually create within the platform.
That's fascinating. And the international connectivity has gotten so much easier over the years, particularly with eSIMs, and you know, we're all in the industry just over at Mobile World Congress, and it's just so seamless. But you're saying there's a lot more that can be done, and most people don't perhaps even know about eSIMs. So
right.
I imagine that's part of your strategy, is making that much more accessible and open, easier for
right.
enterprises and users.
Yeah, no, totally. I think, look, you know, as we start peeling the onion back in terms of like, you know, whether it's regulatory or whether it's in-country, you know, restrictions that are basically there, you know, we hit upon all these legacy problems that MNOs are actually faced on, right? But the virtue of us being actually connected into the MNO, we have that space actually quarantined as though they're riding on our core, if you think about it. So it's basically our core that's, you know, now blanketed, you know, in across the globe, that allows you to then connect into multiple countries with multiple MNOs directly. So it's like a full MVNO access that we actually have within that country. And, you know, think of the place where you're actually, you know, following the customer, where, you know, you're being treated as the local rather than you're being treated as, whether it's a roaming partner now, or do I need to care about international rates? Do I need to care about, like, you know, my calling? Is my plan going to be subsidized, or is my plan going to be throttled after I reach 2 GB of data or 3 GB of data? Am I going to fall into, you know, the less, you know, talk and text minutes plan? Like, those are things that customers always worry about. But when you're on the Oxio core as such, when we actually start, you know, plugging away into multiple countries, you would effectively have that local rate that we would provide in that country.
Wow, that's really a fascinating use case. The other thing you talk a lot about is AI and personalization, something that traditional telcos haven't really done much with. I think about my providers, you know, I love them, but they keep my service up, but they don't really know who I am or what I do. And I don't know, all that data they get, they don't yeah. seem to do much with beyond maybe reselling it to someone right. else. So how do you see that as a game changer for personalization, yeah. customization of services and customer experience perhaps?
Yeah. And see, I think, you know, like, no dig on, you know, MNOs of the world, but, you know, if you think about like how, you know, the telcos have graduated, if you will, into AI, right? So they have created these systems on systems on systems. So it's like this layer cake of, you know, systems that are basically mm-hmm. there. And what they basically have done is they've found use cases within those systems, within those platforms, and they've built AI on top of that, right? So now you've got multiple brains basically telling them how it should really be performed. So in your example that you basically said, you know, you walk into a store and, you know, it's like the first time they've met you. You know, they walk out and you call into customer service and it's the first time that they're...
Except Apple, I would say. When you walk into an Apple store, they know who you are, why you're there, and it's a brilliant experience. But we can't all be Apple, I guess, is the point. Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, so I would argue that, you know, there could be a place where we could be, right? And that's basically what we're trying to get at over here is, you know, our components are, you know, when you think about the know your customer, or, you know, have the 360 of the customer, we have the components that actually feed in from the telco layer, which is we are gathering data that comes in from the telco side. But more importantly, we are also feeding in data that comes from the northbound interfaces, which is like the brand APIs that we expose out to the brands. And that gives us that full customer 360. So we've got now, you know, think of it like the digital twin of the customer that actually stays within the corpus. And we are very aware and very context sensitive of what that customer really wants to do or has done, right? So there are very, very much like AI models that could be built within that same corpus of the customer itself, and going down to, you know, what we call a segment of one, instead of like, you know, an audience of like thousands and millions, right? So you could effectively get to a place where you are now providing the right set of, you know, AI insights for the brands. But not only that, you're also providing them back to the telco gear, telling the telco gear what's potentially happening for that customer at that point in time. So you've got a full connected view now of what the customer is doing, what the customer is planning on doing. And you also have, you know, we've got examples like in Mexico, where it's a rideshare app, we know basically where the customers actually travel based on the location gear that they've actually submitted and allowed us. We can effectively help them with the connectivity with the retailer. We can help them with the connectivity with their own app to give them a proper heat view of what's actually happening and transpiring off their customer base. So they could then figure out like where they're really, you know, required, you know, in terms of ride share, where they're required from a retail standpoint, you know, provide those use cases that otherwise you wouldn't really get because of the lack of, you know, the connectivity of the data, right? So you don't have a connected corpus that you can't expose out. So from a personalization standpoint, from a delivery standpoint, and also, you know, helping the brands. I mean, you obviously have the standards where it's churn propensity models and you've got the, you know, the buy propensity models and things like that that are there, which is, you know, your what I would call is your plain vanilla. Like where you need to really graduate to is, you know, what are the experiences that you're going to provide that are differentiated from others that could make a difference for the customer, right? And it's not about just buying and selling. It's also about giving them the best experience at that point in time because it's very contextual, right? I might have a drop call today and, you know, that's what I'm really calling about, which was the most important call that I had to make. And that's the one that really concerns me. I'm not caring about like what next iPhone I'm going to buy or, you know, what's my next service really going to be like. So making it very contextual is basically, you know, the hyper-personalization for the segment of one, for that one customer rather than, you know, the masses. So I'm pretty excited about, you know, what's in store, pretty excited in seeing like what could be the art of the future when it comes to AI. Very excited about, you know, obviously the compute power that we are going to, you know, have like in terms of like bringing in, you know, the personalization, because it's going to need that much computing. It's going to need those modeling to help actually, you know, benefit the customer at the end, right? So it's all about customer experience. It's all about, you know, being extremely customer obsessed in terms of like how we are actually going to deliver.
Oh, that's really fascinating. And speaking of customer obsession, I'm reading here you're working with Walmart. Maybe to the degree you can talk about it, what can you say about that partnership and, you know, some insights on your role in that that relationship?
Yeah, I mean, not to dwell too much into, so our relationship is, you know, with MobileX at the moment, and mm-hmm. we are basically, you know, MobileX is in Walmart stores. But, you know, if I were to zoom out and talk about, like, you know, what the effect of that essentially is when, you know, you provide capabilities for, you know, MVNOs to actually build out, like, you know, AI-driven plans. Like, so there is a component over there that basically talks about, like, how the plan, you know, you go into this trial mode and then you actually try it and then you buy it, right? Or you go into a trial mode where we learn about your usage patterns and then we actually provide you the right appropriate, you know, plan. And, you know, these type of plans, doing it in the legacy way, we would have to create thousands of them, right? Because I would have to create every variation of the type of plan that you would have before I would actually jump into creating, you know, a voice, text, and data plan. So we provide these capabilities where, you know, it's very different from how the legacy providers or legacy MNOs would actually provide, because they want a certain sense of certainty in terms of like what their ARPU is going to be, what their, you know, plans are really going to be like. And if you flip that on its head and if you say, hey, if I provide certainty to the customer, I would generally get my certainty on the ARPU. So if you think about like the AI models, if you think about try and buy, if you think about, you know, the plans and services that you really offer out, like we are structuring our products and services in a way where, you know, in through the APIs that we actually expose out, we provide the capability of allowing the MVNO to be in control of how they want to actually provide the services to their end customer. And that gives them that clean flexibility of actually having, you know, plans and services and models defined in a way where you've got like an AI model created, you've got, you know, the plan that you actually offer, and then you jump into whether it's unlimited or it's metered or whatever that might be. And it's just a fantastic way of actually getting things done.
Indeed. Yeah, really, really intriguing. Let's talk a little bit about yourself. You recently joined Oxio. One of your colleagues, also Glenn, you know, one of the key movers behind Google Fi, which I'm very familiar with. You know, talk about joining the team and what are you most excited about in this? You could have gone anywhere, done anything in the industry, given your background, but why Oxio?
Yeah. So look, I've had the pleasure of being with Verizon for a very long time and really loved the place because it gave me the opportunity to grow within my career and see various aspects of the telco industry, right? Whether it's the OSS side, the network side, the products and services side. So, you know, very diverse in you know, where I was. And I think, you know, when I start looking at, like, you know, a telco of the future and what that really would be, you know, building out the sub brand for Verizon, which was Visible, really opened my eyes in terms of, like, you know, trying to figure out, like, what that could be, what the state of the art really could look like. And, you know, apparently looking at Oxio and what their vision was at that time, when I was talking to Nico, who is the CEO of Oxio, the vision was very similar to what, you know, we were thinking about, you know, and what I was thinking about and how we wanted to actually, you know, change the landscape. And I feel like we are sitting on a cusp of actually, you know, with 5G and with 5G SA and with the enterprise world and MEC and all the other things that could potentially come on, you really need a platform that could make this thing simple enough for people to have a turnkey solution. And if you don't have that, you're going to be always in that legacy spiral of year to 16 months out to try to actually deploy any services that could be made possible. And I think we've got that secret sauce. And to build upon that secret sauce with the years of experience that, you know, guys like myself and Glenn bring to the table, I think we have this, you know, acute opportunity of actually turning the industry on its head and having a platform and a solution, which is much like, you know, the way we started off, like AWS or Uber or one of these that are out there. So having the ability to have a strong, you know, connectivity, having the ability to provide maximum flexibility, you know, being completely customer obsessed, you know, those are like all the core tenets of, you know, a strong player in the market. And I thought, like, you know, this is one of the places where we feel like we are going to have that, we're going to have that very soon. And, you know, in terms of like the delivery, in terms of like, you know, the new advent of having a global footprint doesn't exist today, which is really a strong driving force as to what this could really be when it's all said and done. So yeah, very excited, very very thrilled to be here, obviously, and you know, it's going to be an exciting 2024 and 2025, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely, and sort of my thinking is this could reshape the whole telecom space over time. And the model could change dramatically. I mean, imagine getting your mobile services from Apple directly or from Amazon. I guess those are my words, not yours. I'm sure, you know, you have lots of ideas on how this might impact the industry. But what are you excited about as we head into the next couple of months? Any events, trips, or travel? Or is it more heads down and working with customers?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, we've obviously created, you know, partnerships and ecosystems with, you know, third party vendors who are going to actually provide and help us through this journey. And, you know, given the model that we have, we are going to push the limits on, you know, what legacy mindsets of telco is going to be. So that's one where we're going to be heads down on delivering for this year. You know, we obviously, you know, are going to be working with our cloud providers and make sure that they actually can, you know, meet the needs of the business, meet the needs of the telco, meet the needs of the engineering. So definitely there's going to be a lot of, you know, I would say, you know, innovation that would come in that space because, you know, think about, you know, having a self-healing, programmable, you know, global network that is able to do those things using AI insights and using the capabilities of delivering on it. So, you know, there's obviously the compute piece of it, but then there's also the interconnects. There's also the, you know, having a quote unquote smart network, if you will, that basically is aware of, you know, capacity, is aware of, you know, throughput, is aware of, you know, number of subscribers, and it's aware of, you know, how it should be shaped. So there are a few things in there that are really, really exciting and really cool, you know, for engineers like myself, like, you know, to kind of, you know, build out and showcase. So we'll be pushing the limits. We'll be pushing, you know, the boundaries, if you will, in certain cases. And it, meanwhile, you know, still having the right, you know, brand experience, still having the right, you know, customer experience for our MVNOs through the API layers that we'll actually provide. So yeah, very exciting to see what's going to
come. Well, exciting times, and congratulations on all the success and the vision that you and the team have built, and onwards and upwards. Thanks, Adil. Thanks for joining.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone. And I look forward to more chats like this in the near future. Take care.
Bye now.